Wherever Rabbi Sai. Dear friends, it's lovely to see everyone again. Close friends, old faces, new faces, everybody else. Common denominator of all the faces is firstly great intelligence and geschmack of people to talk to in learning. And secondly, when it comes to the subject that we're learning today, all the faces that we see, all elach, honest, sincere, upright, and only looking to run business in a kosher way, which is the only way of running a business, because if we want success, success only comes when Hashem is on our side. Hashem elikecho mishalich bekerev machanecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with us to our businesses, places. Lehatzilcho, says the Pasuk. Says the Medrash, the word la'atzilcha doesn't mean to save you. It means to empty out all the money there is in the world and put it into your pockets. Like the Lashon of Vayenatzlu es Mitzrayim. They emptied out all the money and brought it to us. Hashem elekecha mishalich bekerav machnecha. Hashem accompanies us to work. Hashem accompanies us to the office. La'atzilcha, to empty out all the money and give it to us, but on condition that Hashem is able to come to the office. If we run things in an halacha way, if we do things correctly in the way we handle business, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. As we know from the Medrash, that we have a machtes ha-shekel, and Hashem gives to our business his machtes ha-shekel. But his machtes ha-shekel, as the Medrash Tanchuma, comes from the Kisei HaKavod. It's a machtes ha-shekel of Kedusha. If I run my business in a way that the Kedusha in my business allows Hashem to become a partner in my business, then it's guaranteed to be successful. But he's only prepared to partner with me if I do it on his terms. So we want to learn together over the next few days, Beis Hashem, some of those dinim. What does Hashem want from us? How do we run our businesses in a way that he's prepared to partner and be with us in our businesses? The topic for this afternoon is employer-employee relationships. And this could be somebody who works in my employment all year round. And this can be somebody who I employed this afternoon to mend a pipe in my roof. There can be short-term and long-term arrangements. But basically, these are covered by the same rules in Shulchan Aruch. And truth to be said, we have a lot of topics that we want to cover over the next few days. Some issues run through every question that you will have in money matters. And those are the issues, Dina de Malchusa Dina, the relationship between local government law, state law, federal law, and the Shulchan Aruch. When do we follow this? When do we follow that? It's a subject that needs to be addressed, and Amit Hashem will be later in the week. Then there's the question of Minigah Medina, something which might not be law, and it might not be enforced by law, but a Minig it is. And besides that, we have the Dinim written in Shulchan Aruch for each particular case. We want to examine today a person who is in my employment, long term or short term, and I have reasons why I want to pull out. There can be reasons why the worker wants to pull out. There could be reasons why the employer wants to work and pull out. What we are discussing today and learning today is, when do I, as an employer, have the right to pull out and change my mind? I told the guy, come, he should change all the floors in my house. He should change all the pipes. Or he should work for me in my business for the next 4 weeks. And then I change my mind. I want to get rid of him, get a different worker. When can I and when can I not change my mind in the middle of a contract? Assuming that we don't have a signed contract which lays down the rules, assuming that we don't have a Dina Machus Adina which lays down the rules, these are topics which Amit Hashem we're going to address later in the week. How does a contract bind? How does the halacha look at a contract? Is every contract enforceable in the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch? And how does the Dina Malchus HaDina impact on us? Now we want to see what the Shulchan Aruch says. In a general sense, as an employer, I'm very limited about being able to change. Once I've employed somebody to do a particular job, I can only pull out if I stand to lose. If he's not doing his job in a way that I'm going to lose financially. Or, as we're going to see in Mitzvah Hashem, even if I won't lose financially, but it'll be terribly embarrassing for me. I employed somebody to run the chasna for me. And I see 2 days before the chasna, he's not going to do a good job. Might be I won't lose out financially, because if he won't do a good job, I won't pay him. But it's embarrassing for me. I invited guests, and he's not providing what I said I would provide. Then I can pull out. Other situations of loss that allow me to change my mind is obviously a teacher. Teacher, we know from the Gemara, that teacher who's doing a bad job, I'm not saying you're getting somebody, you can just get somebody better, but he's actually doing a bad job. He's not teaching well. He's hurting the kids. He's affecting their education. That gives me reason to be able to pull out and fire a worker. These are the first few points. If you look on the booklet, I don't know if you have a booklet in front of you, you look on page number 7, we have a précis of the subjects that we want to learn today. If you look on the first column on page number 7, first you have a long list of source material, which, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go through this afternoon. If you run to the bottom of the first column, you'll see, Mosai Mutter Lefater, when are you able to fire a worker? Be'emtza Avedosai. I employed him to do a job, whatever that job might be, and I want to change my mind in the middle. So we see, I'm Bob Metzia, this is on page Yud in the booklet. Sugi Avoida Shapoel Makalkel, if the worker is going to damage me, I'm going to lose money because of his bad job, then I'm allowed to pull out. 1. 2. If it's going to be embarrassing. 3. If he's teaching kids and not doing a good job. This is, of course, relevant to anybody who employs teachers, anybody who's running a school. Then comes the next paragraph, which is perhaps the hottest issue that we're going to be touching today. And we're talking about a fellow who doesn't have, initially, we're talking about a fellow who doesn't have a contract wherein it's written explicitly, you are employed for exactly 1 year, not 1 day more, not 1 day less. Nor does he have a contract which says, you are employed for 25 years, not 1 day more or less. Fellow is employed, and nobody knows how long this is going to continue for. He's working for me for a year, more, less. What sort of job security does the Shulchan Aruch give an employee? This is a very, very thorny issue. Because the Gemara is always talking when I gave a person a particular job to do. And as long as he's doing that job, I can't change my mind. I can't kick him out. But when it's repetitive, I'm employing this guy, he works in my office, and every day is exactly the same. It's today, and then there's tomorrow, and then there's the next day, and then there's a month, and then there's a year, and it carry on ad infinitum. Till when have I employed him? Every time I take on a worker, am I committed forever to keep him in my business, or I'm only committed for the first week or the first year? What's the time frame and the unit for which a person is employed when you don't have a contract which specifies otherwise? So, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us clear guidelines on this, the closest that we have an example of something similar to this in Shulchan Aruch is in a completely different case, not a relationship of an employer and employee, a strange case. Reuven undertook to support Shimon. Shimon gives nothing to Reuven. Reuven is a nice guy. Whatever the reason is, he undertakes to pay the bills for Shimon. Till when? Obviously, we're talking about when he undertook in a way which is legally binding with a shtar, with a kinyan, whatever it is, not just verbally. He undertook in a way which is binding. But till when do I need to support him? If you take a look in the booklet on page Chofches, turn to page Chofches, and you see a Ramah, and the Ramah brings a Machloikas, a Rashba, and a Rosh. This is where it all starts. This is the closest that we find, come in Shulchan Aruch to a case of a question, till when am I committed? Says the Ramah, Yesh Imrim, some say, HaMakabel Olav Lozun Chaveir Estam. I undertook to support somebody. How long does that mean for? There's no time unit. Yesh Imrim, says the Ramah, Kol Yemei Chayov. It probably means, if you didn't specify till when, then you're committed forever. Oy kol zman shetzorach mashma. At least it means as long as that person needs the support. If he eventually comes to a stage where he doesn't need any support, then obviously I didn't mean to support him beyond that time. That's the first opinion. The Yeshomrim, second opinion, says the Rosh. Im kibel alav zuzunoy stam. If I undertook, in a general sense, I'm going to support you. No time frame given. Says the I'll give you a sum of money per year. The second opinion says, Niftar, I'm absolved from my obligation, b'shona achas minidroi. 1 year, and that's the end of my commitment. The first opinion says, if you didn't specify a time, it's open-ended, forever, your commitment. Second opinion says, it's only for 1 year. That's the understanding. When you don't give a time, it means a year. So our seichel would say, if we have no other source in Shulchan Aruch for an employee, how long I am committed to my employee, it would probably be the same machlokes. According to the first opinion, I'm obligated to him forever. I have to keep him as a worker. Second opinion, only for 1 year. In the reality, this is a major machlokes. And this machlokes goes from one end of the spectrum all the way to the other end of the spectrum. The first is Reb Moshe, in Igros Moshe. We have here three tshuvas, one after the other of Reb Moshe. Very, very important tshuvas of Reb Moshe. If you turn to page Lamed Aleph, and you see the tshuva in Igros Moshe, the inyan soicha poil stam. If I employed somebody, whether he should work in my law firm, he should work in my dentist, he should work cleaning the floors, makes no difference. Im hu l'chol zman she'etzdarech, is the understanding that he's going to be with me forever, oiloi. And this is relevant to job security in all jobs in which Yidden are employed. So you see in the second paragraph, Reb Moshe first starts off with the machloikas that we just discussed. L'choyre tal yezeh, says Reb Moshe, it would seem that this should be dependent on machloikas, the Rashba v'Rosh, on the machloikas, the Rashba and the Rosh, which you just saw in the Ramah. Comes Reb Moshe with a major chiddush, turn the page to page Lamed Gimel, and he says in Anaf Gimel, V'oid mistab aloyma, the afla harosh, even according to the Rosh, says Reb Moshe, when I'm a nice guy and I undertook to provide for somebody else, then the Rosh says, well, nice guys, there's a limit to how nice I am. So probably I didn't mean to commit myself to more than a year. But a fellow who's employed, he's giving to me as much as I'm giving to him. He's working in my business, and I need him to work for me. And I've been paying him for the job that he's doing, and I didn't give a time. Says Reb Moshe, everyone will agree that I'm committed forever. According to Reb Moshe, a Jewish employee has job security. If you have a contract, and the employer writes explicitly, you're employed for this amount of time and not more than that, then, well, that's what's written in the Shtar. And if it says in the Shtar exactly for this number of years and it doesn't say more than that one way or the other, Reb Moshe is not sure about that later. But if you have a contract which says no times or you don't have a contract, says Reb Moshe, there's job security. You're an employee, you have the job till forever, as long as you're doing a good job. Obviously, if you're not doing a good job, that's the din that we saw by the fellow who's making the chasna. You can kick out any employee who's not doing a good job, but as long as you're doing the job well, you have job security. This is Reb Moshe's opinion. The Chazon Ish, turn to the next page, two pages, sorry. Reb Moshe's tshuvas are very well worth looking through. Every word here is mamash important. Page Lamed Zion. We have the Chazon Ish in front of us, and the Chazon Ish writes, at the top of the page, in the second column, It starts for Yesh La'ayin, go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, and the Chaznish writes, V'nira, it appears to me, no raya, nothing at all. The stomach, if nothing is spoken out, ein das balabayis lekach. The employer does not mean this. Sheyeh kosher lepoil zeh kol hayomim. That I should be committed to this worker forever. Ela, what then? What's the time unit? Till when am I committed? Says Ramosha, Ela kol yoim v'yoim uschiris rifnei atzmoi. I employed somebody as a teacher. I employed somebody to work in my business. I didn't give any time frame in the contract, or didn't even give him a contract. Says the Chazon Ish, every day, it's repetitive. Every day is a new business. So I can't come to him at 11 o'clock in the morning and say, you're fired today for today. I've got to keep him till the end of the day because he started working today. But today has nothing to do with tomorrow, and tomorrow nothing to do with the next day. The Chazon Ish has no job security whatever unless you have an explicit contract. This is a machlokes which goes, as I said, Rav Moshe says everyone agrees you have job security. The Chazon Ish says it's poshut in Svara that there's no such a thing as job security, and according to all opinions, you have no rights. This is something which needs to be learned through well. If you turn to the next page, and you get to a very sensitive question, which is relevant to us Israelis more than the people who have come in for the Arche Kala, but it's worth seeing. A tshuva in Shevet HaLevi in page Lamed Ches, in which Arav Ozner has asked a question, a koilel younger man, is he an employee, or I'm a nice guy, I'm going to look after you in my koilel. What's the difference? Does the younger man in the koilel have any rights? If I'm an employee, then I get rights, such as, once I started the day, or the month, or the zman, you can't fire me in the middle. I'm learning in your koilel. Or do we say, no, the Rosh Koilel, the institution, has nothing from me at all. We're being nice to you. So every day that we're nice to you, we're nice to you. Don't come to me tomorrow and say, I'm committed to you till the end of this week or month or year. That's the tshuva in Shevet HaLevi on page Lamed Ches. Now, there's another question which bothers people and is very, very important, and that's the specific dinim of teachers. So far, everything that we've discussed has been, can I fire a fellow merely because he doesn't have a contract which gives a particular number of years? Number two, the only permission we've learned so far to fire somebody is if he's not doing a good job. Now, one of the truths of Moshe is, for the interest of it, a fellow was employed by me and he's not doing a good job. He hasn't been working well. And we know exactly why he hasn't been working well. Somebody was sick or whatever it was. And he comes in, I'm very angry with him. You haven't been working well for the last year. You haven't been producing. Very sorry. From now on, I'm going to work like a mensch. Says Rav Moshe, the fact that until now I was losing because of this employee is not a reason to fire him. You only get a right to fire him if there's concern that from today on, you're going to be losing money because of him. If till now I lost money because of this employee, but from now on, there's no reason to be concerned for that, I don't have a right to throw him out. Now, there's a din in the Gemara, particular for people employed for teaching, where the Gemara says that I have a teacher, and he's doing a good job, and then moves into town, a brilliant teacher, amazing fellow, much, much better teacher. Doesn't mean that my present employee is not doing a good job. He's doing as good a job as he was employed. He's doing a perfect job. But the kids would do better by this new teacher. The Gemara says explicitly, in this case, you throw out the first Malamud and take the next one. Because the most important thing is that the kids should have the best education we can give to them. That's the din written in Shulchan Aruch. You'll see on page Yud Ches in the booklet. Melamed Tinoikas, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Mem Hei, Sif Yud Ches, Im Yesh Kan Melamed, Shemelamed Latinoikas, you have a teacher, and he's doing a good job, Ubo Ache Toiv Mimenu, Somebody better than him came. Masalkin or Rishon Mipnei Hashem. The first one gets fired. Could be the middle of the week, the middle of the day. You're out. We've got somebody better. If you turn to the next page, you have Tshuva Mincha Shleima of Reb Shlomo Zalman, where Reb Shlomo Zalman says that Naro Yisi Vegam Zokanti, I've lived for 60 years by the time I wrote this Tshuva, and I met people who lived for 100 years before I was born. Never have I heard that a teacher is thrown out because we found a better teacher. In other words, there's a Gemara, and the Gemara is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and if it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, it looks like that was the way it was done 400 years ago. But for the last 200 years, no teacher was ever kicked out because we found a better teacher. Interesting. There's a tremendous job security in being a teacher today, which the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even grant you that security. What's the answer? And this is what Reb Shlomo Zalman is busy with in this tshuva. The answer is that today, a teacher is not just a job, it's not just an employment. Today, a teacher is a position of kavod. A position of kavod is governed by completely different regulations in the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch. Generally, you have relationships between an employer and employee, when yes, when not. You voted a fellow in to a honorable position as the head of the community, as the rabbi of the community, as the president of the institution, that's very difficult to throw him out. That's a very different thing. And what Reb Shlomo Zalman's getting at is that today, a teacher, a magachia in a yeshiva or whatever it might be, is not just an employee who will be governed by the chayshu mishpat dinim of the relationship between employer and employee. He's been elevated to a position of honor. A position of honor. Now we've got to look in different parts. We've got to look in the Rambam. Person has an honorable position. When can you kick him out? Not just because there's a better teacher in town can you kick him out. Very, very difficult to remove somebody from a position of honor. This tshuva of Reb Shlomo Zalman is written about a very interesting story, and we're going to have to keep it short, but in 1952 there was a huge story in St. Louis, in which teachers went on strike. And the question is, does the Shulchan Aruch grant a person the right to strike or not? And that obviously depends, firstly, on what's the status of a teacher. Is he a simple employee? Does he have a position of honor? Is he entitled to strike? And this shaila was written from St. Louis to a number of places in the world. One of them was to the chief rabbi of the State of Israel called Rabbi Herzog. And Rav Herzog sent the Shaila from St. Louis on to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That's the reason Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote this. Now, for some reason they didn't get into this booklet. Reb Aaron, in Shaila Zetshuva's Mishnah Reb Aaron, was also asked the same question in 1952 from exactly the same person in St. Louis and wrote back a tshuva. Can I say that everything in the tshuva of Reb Aaron is exactly the same as what Reb Shlomo Zalman writes to Harav Herzog? No, it isn't. But that's it's worthwhile learning through Reb Shlomo Zalman here, when you have the time, through the tshuva of Reb Aaron. Rabbi Yisai, looking forward to being mefalpel in this Geshmaka Sugya.